Chapter 4, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. As they saw him, they stood up and then bowed low to the ground. When they raised their heads, a brilliant light encompassed the Father, and the glory of his presence burst forth. They tried to shield their eyes from the light, but it still seemed to penetrate their innermost being. They heard the Lord's voice, and as they slowly opened their eyes, they saw the Lord Jesus coming out of the light, shining forth like the sun in all its brilliance. Around him swirled a great and powerful wind mixed with fire. The two men could feel the wind and the heat upon their faces. They watched in awe as the wind swirled and the fire blazed around the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jonathan and Chuck just stood there, speechless, overcome by this spectacular scene. They were about to fall down and worship when their Heavenly Father said to them, "Jonathan and Chuck, I love you with an everlasting love. You are very precious to me and honored in my sight. You are my beloved children. It is truly my joy to give you the kingdom." His voice was soft and tender, like the sound of a groom saying to his bride, "I will always love you." "We have come to share with you the mysteries of your earthly lives and to answer your present questions. We delight in explaining to our beloved children how we have always worked together in your earthly lives. For I am the one who has chosen you according to my foreknowledge. You have been sanctified by the work of the Holy Spirit, and you were called to obedience to Jesus Christ and to be covered by his precious blood that was poured out for you on Calvary." When the Father smiled at them, they could actually see and feel the love and the joy flowing from the light of his presence. "My sons, you wonder why you didn't respond to all our love and goodness that was given to you in your earthly life. You wonder why our words that you hear today, words that are living, active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, didn't seem to penetrate the very depths of your soul in the old world. Many of the same words you hear today were written down for your encouragement in the old world. They were always yours for the taking. My heart's desire was that you would have tasted and seen all the good things, things that were already yours, that came from our hands. Many times you tasted and saw those blessings, and you were never disappointed. For centuries, my people read the scriptures and dwelt on these same precious promises, which comforted them in their sorrow. I used the words of the scriptures to capture and awaken love in the hearts of my children. The problem is that sin was present, and oftentimes robbed what was sung. The worries of that old life choked out the words of love and hindered the blessings that grew from them. Here, sin is removed, and our love can be fully experienced. We prepared this place for you because we wanted your love to reach maturity. Only then could you taste and see all the love we have for you, an endless supply that will always make your joy complete." At this point, Jesus stepped forward and reached out and placed his hands on each of their shoulders. As his hands were upon them, the folds of his robe slid back, and they could see the deep wounds and scars that had redeemed them from their past life of sin and death. Nothing more needed to be said. Their hearts were captured, and nothing could hinder them or stand in their way of seeing, enjoying, loving, and worshiping the lords of the kingdom. They understood more, and they realized to an even greater extent that this was what their lives were truly made for. They were created to be in the presence of the living God. The Holy Spirit began impressing upon them to drink deeply from the wells of salvation, to fully grasp and receive the words that were spoken to them. The Spirit took the words of the Father and Son and poured them over the two men. It reminded Jonathan of a great waterfall in the springtime, pouring forth and flooding the valley below. They both stood there speechless beside the river of life, among those great trees that grew beside the river that brings healing to the nations. Just as quick as it happened, they found themselves alone with Jesus. But they were not really alone, for the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit always dwell in and fill the entire kingdom with their presence. Jesus said to Jonathan, "You have so many other questions you want to ask me, but I know you want to ask them only because you want our conversations to continue and never end. I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened." Jonathan knew he had plenty of time, all of eternity actually, in which to ask his many questions. He knew they would be answered at the appropriate time, for the Lord now dwells among his people. His real desires and pleasures were just being with the Lord, to be at his side and to feel his wonderful presence surrounding him. Jesus continued, "Many times you have wondered why I seem to wait so long to answer my promises. I know you understand many of these things, but I want to peel back more of these hidden layers of truth so that you can better understand the depths of my promises. You have heard many stories of faithful saints praying for their loved ones. Some never even seeing them come to faith because death separated them, while many others have prayed for decades for loved ones and finally they are saved, but so many years later. You are wondering why I held back or delayed my salvation when I could have revealed myself and saved them in a moment, in the blink of an eye. Many of your brothers and sisters ask similar questions here, and in the old world. You are asking what many have debated and tried to reconcile since the time of Adam and the ancient patriarchs. Many have searched the scriptures for answers to where my loving kindness, desire, and will intersect with human responsibility. Very few people in that old world understood the depths of the human heart and how it can be held captive by the chains of sin. They also didn't have a full understanding of my desire to save, the power of my love to overcome all obstacles, and to move all things according to my good pleasure, desire, and will. Yes, it's true, I can save a soul as quickly as a man can blink an eye. I can make the human heart willing to believe on me in an instant. I have created every heart, so I know every heart and what it desires. I know what is in a man. With a smile, Jesus said, "What is better, to save a soul instantly or save a soul at the right time so that it will bring more glory and more praise to your Heavenly Father's name?" Then the Lord explained to Jonathan and Chuck how God's sovereignty and human responsibility intersected. They knew now what so many debated throughout the ages. Jonathan said to the Lord, I always knew in the old world that your ways were just, even though at times I couldn't reconcile them. Sadly, many times in the old world I was tossed back and forth like a wave of the sea by various passages in Scripture, as well as the thoughts that entered my mind and the challenges of life. Jesus said, you are not alone in your thinking. All of my people have at one time or another been tossed back and forth by life's many challenges. Many found comfort when they trusted me with their future. Many have learned to lean on this particular truth in difficult times. The secret things are for God, and the revealed things are for us. Many people lived and walked by faith in that promise when life's trials blinded them and hindered their progress. They found great comfort in knowing that nothing happens without my knowledge, nor is anything ever out of my control. They knew my ears were attentive to their call, my eyes never left them, and my arms were ready to catch them, carry them, and sustain them if they were to fall. They knew that I would never leave them or forsake them. I would never leave their side. Jonathan said, Lord, I love spending these special times with you. My heart and soul always seems to sing for joy in the kingdom, but even more so when you are near. All the difficulties of that old life have long since been washed away by your presence, and the seas of those earthly difficulties have been settled long ago by your comforting hands. You always put a new song within my heart. Jesus said, you both have a lot of questions, and there is even more that you have not even considered. We will take many walks together and sit by the river of life. It is my delight to open your hearts to all of life's mysteries. For that earthly veil has been removed, and the hidden things will continue to be made known. Chuck felt the same as Jonathan did, and felt a deep desire welling up from his heart to somehow show his appreciation to his Lord, some tangible way to bless him, some way to demonstrate his love for him. As they sat at the Lord's side, he said in a voice filled with emotion, Lord, I love being here with you, to be able to walk with you and to hear your voice. Whenever you are near, my very heart overflows and the very depths of my soul are satisfied. All the difficulties of that old life have disappeared like a mist, and all those ocean waves that have tossed me back and forth have settled. My life is now surrounded in the harbor of your love. It is such a wonderful feeling, knowing that my life can never be buffeted by those earthly waves again. Jonathan added, Lord, I find it amazing that you can be with each one of us in a special way, and that you can share yourself completely. Jonathan remembered the Master's word that said, he fills the universe, and where can we flee from his presence? As they stood beside the river of life, many other saints started walking up the cobblestone path to the top of the hill, which is called Shepherd's Hill. First one came, then two, then 10, 20, and the little group continued to grow until a vast crowd had gathered with them beside the river. Somewhere in the crowd, the sound of singing started. Then more and more saints joined in. The song they began singing was an old song from the old world. but it had been changed anew in the kingdom. O soul, never weary or troubled, always in his light, never darkness to see. There is always love. Behold our Savior, so abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full into his wonderful face. And those things of earth have grown strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.